last Friday, actually, I saw a similar thing on my newsfeed on Facebook, and I thought, okay, so I took that picture and I posted it on a scanner page for Clinton, and I simply said, this would be great if somebody could do this along with hanging the scarves around town. And that was on Friday. And I sat there and I thought about it and thought about it, and I thought, why not I be that somebody? So then I started brainstorming, where could I put a coat rack at in Clinton, where not only people in need could go, but people who would donate would also go to. So as I'm sitting there drinking my coffee, I thought to myself, where would I go? 392. So I immediately called down here. I was forwarded on to Jay's email, and he immediately responded, absolutely, bring it on down. And by the weekend, it was up and set, and it's just, it's miraculous, the response.
Are you surprised?
Honestly, yes. I don't know so much if it's surprised or as I'm overwhelmed by the community and the support. The citizens are, everybody's coming together, and now it's going on into other cities in the area. So,
Ozzy, you aren't down here every day monitoring it, are you?
No.
It just sits here.
It sits here.
And it's out 24 hours a day,
24/7. Jay closed up shop last night, and the rack was empty. And as you see it when you walked in today, it's full.
What part surprises you, the donations or people picking them up? Is either side more surprising than the other?
No, I'm more saddened that there's so many people that are in need. So I'm not surprised that people all come together for a good cause. I'm just glad it's getting out there and other communities are coming together.
You mentioned that. What other places? You mentioned you had a list. We might as well get them a little notice
all
too.
All right. Like I said, it first originated here. Thank you very much. It first originated here at 392 in Clinton, Iowa. And then a customer, a friend of Jay's, Sarah, who owns Tangles Hair Salon and Day Spa, opened one up in Savannah, Illinois. A friend of mine, Rhonda DeFries, opened one up at Unique Creations and Sassy Pants Boutique in LeClaire, Iowa. Todd and Rhonda Carnes, who are owners of Easy Living in Milan, Illinois, opened theirs up today. And Michelle Franklin Stillwell of Coal Valley Chiropractic Clinic in Coal Valley, Illinois, opened hers up today as well.
You said some others are pending even.
Others are pending. One's pending in Rock Island, and one is pending in Silks.
I guess one thing is, as you do this, any concerns about what happens, vandalism or anything like that, or is it just you just expect people to behave themselves and that people are not abusing the idea?
Correct. I had a concern about that, and somebody very dear to me said, Becky, if it gets vandalized, there is more coat racks to be bought, and there's more canopies to be bought. So if somebody takes the coat rack and somebody takes the canopy, they'll be replaced.
This is going to go on all winter?
Until
as far
spring.
As you're concerned?
Until spring.
Yes, anything else you want to throw in, Becky?
It will be back again next winter.
You're already committing for 2016-17.
Yes.
If somebody else in town wants to open one up, is there any big deal? You just do it? I mean, you just found a place to do it.
It's a coat rack. It's a coat rack.
That's all it is.
That's all it is. It takes one coat rack.
So anybody can do it anywhere?
Anybody. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
Like to see more of them around town? Or do you think one's enough?
I'd like to see them everywhere. But it starts at one place. I mean, we started it here at 392. And now look.